You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radio SBS, širom Australijin po svetu. Ostanite z nami, da ne boste kaj zamudili, saj je današnja oddaja res zelo zanimiva. Gospod Mark in gospa Oren Stariha sta zelo dobro poznana in spoštovana med slovensko skupnostjo v Sidneju. Mark je tudi pomožni častni vice honorarni konzul Republike Slovenije za zvezno državo New South Wales. Oba dva pomagata pri organizaciji posebne spominske slovesnosti za pokojnega patra Valerijana Jenka, ki bo prihodno nedeljo 15. julija v slovenskem misijonu Svetega Rafaela v Marylandsu. Upam, da uživate v poslušanju današnje slovenske oddaje na radio SBS in poslušamo sedaj, kako smo se mi trije pogovarjali. Lep pozdrav obema, Mark in Irene.
Hello.
And hello, Lindsay.
It's a pleasure to have you both on our program. We've spoken a lot over the last couple of weeks about the sad loss of our dear father, Valerijan Jenko. His death, despite the fact he lived to 92, has affected us all greatly. Slovenians, particularly the Slovenian community in Sydney, in New South Wales, and other communities in Queensland, Canberra, Wollongong, Newcastle, wherever else, Father Valerijan said mass and really became so respected and loved by the Slovenian people. He was also loved in Melbourne, in Adelaide, everywhere else in Australia. He's one of the, as I mentioned in a previous program, he's one of the pillars of the Slovenian community, jedno stebro slovenske skupnosti u Australiji. Mark and Irene, you two knew Father Valerijan very well. Family Stariha, a very respected family in Sydney, worked alongside him for decades. What are your fondest memories of Father Valerijan? Starting, Irene, we'll start with the ladies first.
Oh, thank you, Lenti. My favourite memories of Father Valerijan go way back. He married my parents. He christened my sisters. He gave them all their sacraments. He then married me to, obviously, to Mark, christened our children. He unfortunately buried both of my parents. And although we never expected that he would also be burying me, it came very close at one stage. And he was a great support to not only myself personally, but our whole family. And having Father Valerijan as part of that support and that love and that care throughout my whole life was amazing. And then later on, as an adult, I also had the opportunity to, at times, spend some personal time with Father Valerijan in Ljubljana, for example. Once he was travelling there and I was working there, and he would ring me up and say, "I've got nothing to do today. Can we catch up for a coffee?" And so speaking to him, not necessarily as a priest or even as a spiritual guider, but just as another human being, was amazing. So I feel very, very honoured and blessed to have had the opportunity to know Father Valerijan in the way that I have.
They're beautiful words, Irene. Mark, what about your memories?
A little bit funny and a little bit serious. You know, I think back on Father Valerijan as he was at church and how he used to rock backwards and forwards while he'd give his sermons with his hands in front of him clasped, and he'd just rock backwards and forwards giving the sermon. Yeah, I was an altar boy during those early years.
I was about to ask you, as he bill ministrant.
Yeah, I was an altar boy with Henry, my brother, and Martin Conger and Andrew Conger and Franz Manamor and a whole lot of other people. And it was a good time. And Cyril Kosherock, I should say, he was the head altar boy at the time. And Father Valerijan put Cyril in charge of us as altar boys. And I remember one time when Cyril took it really seriously, so he got out the feather duster. He gave us a smack when we weren't doing the right thing. And Father Valerijan got a bit of a chuckle out of that. You know, and then we were up on camp once. This is when we were teenagers, and Yeah, there's a photo of him getting dunked in a barrel because we were playing these games with him. But then on a more serious note, you know, I remember when those days, you know, when you applied for a loan or you applied for a job, and things were quite more strenuous than they were now. And one of the things you used to get was a reference. And Irene only reminded me about this the other day, that when we went for our first jobs, we all went to Father Valerian and he wrote references for us. And it's just a lovely thing to remember in my mind that Father Valerian knew us that well that he would do anything for us to help us get ahead and to work, or, you know, just to fit in with the community and to grow as people.
Poštovane poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pogovarjam se z Markom in Ireno Stariha iz Sidneja. Oba dva sta zelo spoštovana med našo skupnostjo. Mark je seveda, bom kar v angleščini rekel, Honorary Vice Consul of the Republic of Slovenia for New South Wales. And Irene is also very active within the Slovenian community. Mark, we'll start with you this time. There's a special memorial being organised for the late Father Valerian in Sydney on Sunday, July the 15th. Please tell us more about this.
Yeah, it's something that our generation, which, and I joked about this at church when we actually had Father Valerian's funeral service on the Thursday at church, that we Mladina, which is, that's what we still get called, who are in that bracket pushing 60 now.
You know, exactly.
We're our late 50s, and it always makes me chuckle.
Ti boš vedno mlad, Mark.
Yeah, we look amazing.
Ja, ti tudi, Irena, enako velja za tebe, sebe, oba dva. Vsi boste vedno mladi.
Yeah.
So the way it came about to organize this particular wake that we're doing from our generation, I got home on a Friday night, and Henry called me with the news that Father Valerian had passed away. He found out through Father Valerian's nephew in Slovenia. And he said, you know, I really hope that, you know, he and Marion really hope that we would be able to organise something from our generation so people didn't just forget Father Valerian because he died overseas in Slovenia. Because if he had passed away here, it would have been a very big deal, and it would have been a much larger celebration at Mass, etc. So that put the idea in our heads of, well, let's organise something from our generation. And the idea that we had was we wanted to get up, not just to have a Mass, but also just to celebrate his life. And for all of us who spent time with him, particularly when we were younger, who he administered to when we were teenagers, who we married, who christened our kids, that we would get together and we would give him a farewell. And that's what we wanted to do. So we've obviously invited a lot of all of our generation that we could contact, but we're not restricted to that. We would like anybody who wants to come and celebrate Father Valerian's life to come along on the 15th of July. We've organised an event. It'll be catered. There's a cost to the catering. Any money which is left over from the catering is going to go to a fund. We are looking to raise funds to get a memorial plaque and probably a bust for Father Valerian, both at Lookwood and also at the church at St Raphael's. And, you know, we're treating it also a celebration of his life and also as a bit of a fundraising project as well.
Very, very appropriate, I must say, speaking personally, as well as I would say on behalf of all listeners who knew and loved Pater Valerian. So Sunday the 15th of July at the Slovenian Mission in Marylands, I'm assuming the event will begin with Holy Mass at 9:30 in St. Raphael Slovenian Church.
That's correct.
Yep.
Irene, what could you add?
I think, as well as obviously a celebration of Father's life, it's an opportunity for our community to feel as though we're actually giving him a farewell. Because Father Valerian left Sydney on the premise of going on holidays to Slovenia, but unfortunately circumstances changed and he was never able to return. And our community was not in a position where we were able to formally thank him and farewell him. And I think that everybody feels a little bit sad about the fact that we didn't ever say a great big thank you to our beloved Father Valerian. So it's more than just a celebration of his life, but it's also a way of thanking him and all of the people whose lives he touched. in a very, very deep place.
I can only wish all of the organisers of this special occasion, this special event, this official memorial to honour the life of our beloved Fava Valerian, all the very best with the organisation. I can only assume you're going to have a large number of people. And Mark, you mentioned catering before. We're assuming that you'd want people to book in advance.
Yes, that's right. So we've contacted people by emails. It's been a good data collection exercise for us, getting people's contact details. But those people who are also at church can give their names to either Olga Conda or to my sister Jenny Sturiha or to Father Darko, and they'll also get added to the list. And that's purely so we know the numbers of the people that are going to arrive. And then, you know, there's a head cost that we're asking people to pay for the lunch. And then the leftover out of that will be part of the money that goes towards the fund for Father Valerian.
And the costs, Lenti, are $25 per head.
And that includes lunch. And will there be anything else honouring his life, such as perhaps a slideshow or a movie or anything, a short movie or anything like that?
We have both. We have Florian also made an amazing film, a short film of Father Valerian's life, which will be shown on that day. And it's just beautiful to hear Father Valerian in his own words tell us what his dreams are for our community. And we also are collecting photos from anyone that would like to share them and passing them on to the fabulous Miriam Sediha and Yudhisa Vulture. And they are making a slide presentation. So we're also having an option of anyone who has, who would like to tell a story or a favourite memory of Father Valerian in an audio way, we have that option. So if someone has a story they'd like to tell and don't want to get up on the stage and speak in a microphone, we are recording those messages. Again, everything that is being sent to us, including numbers, photos, any audio, needs to come in by Sunday.
Yep. That means tomorrow, Sunday the 8th of July. And we mustn't forget that there's also a Facebook page which has been created to honour Father Valerian.
Thank you, Lenti, for mentioning that. Yeah, we decided we wanted to have like something that would last a long time and also somewhere where people who didn't want to communicate directly with, or maybe not, just didn't have the opportunity to communicate directly with us, they would be able to go to the Facebook page and they could post up whatever photo they wanted to of Father Valerian, anything that was meaningful to them, and also leave any message that they wanted to about Father Valerian or story about Father Valerian. And the Facebook page is, to type in, is just Father Valerian Yenko, and then I can click on that and go straight to his page.
Irene and Mark, thank you so much for joining us today on the Slovenian program, sharing your thoughts and your beautiful memories about Father Valerian and giving us more information about this special event, which will be taking place next Sunday, the 15th of July, at the Slovenian Mission in Marylands, the very mission which Father Valerian founded with the help of the Slovenian community in Sydney. And we wish the organisers all the very best and every success with this special event, which I'm certain will be unforgettable and a very appropriate tribute to this beautiful man whom we all loved and respected so much, no matter where we lived in Australia, but particularly the Slovenians living in Sydney and New South Wales. Thank you, Irene. Thank you, Mark.
And Lenti, can we just say thank you to Father Darko, who's been so good through this process of us getting this organised, been very willing to take on ideas about, you know, what we're doing for this wake. And he does a great job up here in the community, but he doesn't get thanked for enough. And
true.
He's just a all-round good guy trying to do the right thing by everybody.
Well, we've got to remember, Mark, Pater Darko je tudi član naše mladine. Lani je praznoval Abraham, tako da on je še mlad.
Mm-hmm.
We can't forget that, Irene, hey?
That's right.
Irena, vi boste imeli zadnjo besedo. Kaj bi vi lahko še povedali? Ste imeli prvo besedo, boste tudi imeli zadnjo besedo. Mislim, da Mark vedno reče, da žena ima prvo in zadnjo besedo. A ne, Mark?
Yeah, he's well-trained, Lenti. He really is. Well, Lenti, my last word is that I really hope that that everyone takes this opportunity to come together and celebrate a fabulous man. We can't even really understand how much he offered our community and therefore us as individuals. But I'd also love to thank you, Lenti, for giving us the opportunity to let people beyond our reach know of this event. And thank you for all of your time that you spend on our community events.
Tore Slovenci nele v Sidneju, ampak širom Avstralije ste vabljeni, da se udeležite to posebno komemoracijo, spominsko slovesnost za našega predragega pokojnega patra Valerijana Jenka, ki bo v Sidneju v slovenskem katoliškem misijonu svetega Rafaela v Marylandu, torej se vidimo v čim večjem številu prihodno nedeljo 15. julija.
Naslednje.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, smrt patra Valerijana Jenka v Sloveniji je močno pretresla slovensko skupnost v Avstraliji. Za to priložnost je Tanja Smrdel tudi pripravila posebno prilogo v spomin patru Valerijanu. Več o tem zelo svetem možu boste gotovo slišali v prihodnih oddajah. Prisluhnimo sedaj, kako so člani slovenske skupnosti v Sidneju izražali svoja mnenja in čustva o patru Valerijanu.
Danes tudi zbiramo nekaj spominov od patra Valerijana Jenka, seveda, ki smo ga izgubili. Pred nami imamo tudi predsednika kluba, Peter Krope, seveda, ki se ga dobro spomne iz različnih virov, seveda, in mogoče, kaj so najljubši spomini?
Teh najljubših spominov bi lahko bilo dost veliko, ne? Ampak kadar pridemo do takšnih vprašanj, je pač treba izluščiti mogoče tiste najlepše in tiste, ki so ostali nekje globoko v lodeh. Meni osebno, če vzamem najprej sam sebe, je ostal pater Valerijan globoko v nekje v samem sebi, ker je pač bil človek, ki se je znal z ljudmi združiti, ki je bil del nas, ki je poznal naše težave in jih tudi na nek način tudi vedno poskušal za svojo diplomacijo, za svojo besedo olajšati, tako da smo imeli občutek, da je bil vedno nekje okrog nas in z nami in da smo bili nekako navadnem. Zdaj, če pa govorimo o tem, kako je on prihajal v naš klub, potem moram reči, da je bil naš član, dolgoletni član, verjetno veliko ljudi tega ne ve ali se pa ne zaveda, in da je vedno rad prihajal v klub. Stalno smo našli nekaj, o čem smo se lahko pogovarjali, in to nas je družilo v družbo, ki je nekako en drugega potrebovala. Zdaj, pater Valerijan kot človek bi lahko rekel, da je bil people's man. Vedno je bil z ljudmi, okrog ljudi in za ljudi. Torej, s tem, ko smo izgubili očaka človeka, ki je sobival za nami, se zavedamo, da smo izgubili veliko. Vendar življenje gre naprej, kot je on sam povedal, in njegov spomin bo vedno ostal takšen, kot se ga je z svojim delom zaslužil med nami. In to je, da bomo poskušali živeti v smislu, v katerem nas je on tudi učil, da ne živimo.
Tukaj imamo Marto Magajno, aktivna sodelovka v naši slovenski skupnosti vsa leta in seveda dobro poznala tudi patra Valerijana Jenka. Kakšne so vaši spomini od patra Valerijana Jenka, ki ste ga seveda dobro poznali?
A veš, da je težko govoriti o patru Valerijanu, zaradi tega, ker nas kar, meni se zdi vsazga kar v grlu stisne od bolečine, ko pomisliš, da ga ne bomo nikoli več videli in da je odšel. lahko smo pričakovali, da se bo to zgodil, ker končno je le dosegel 92 let in ni je za pričakovati, da ga bo Bog poklical k sebi. In če je kdo zaslužil, da ga Bog k sebi pokliče v naravnost v nebesa, je bil to pater Valerijan. Jaz se spomnim že, ko sem tukaj zdaj več kot 45 let. In ves čas, vsakokrat, kadar smo se srečali s patrom Valerijanom, ali je prišel v krog za kakšno pomoč, ali je za kakšen nasvet, ali kaj tazga. In je bil moj ta prvi občutek, kako je ta človek dober in skromen. Nikoli ni imel zahtev, zmeri je imel prijazno besedo za vsakega človeka. Nikoli ni rekel, zakaj pa ni zbil nedelo pri maši, ali pa zakaj pa ne prideš v krog. Vsakega človeka je poznal po imenu. Skratka, tako dober je bil, da sploh ni za opisati. In če pomislimo, koliko je danes na svetu težav in koliko ima tudi cerkev težav po svetu, če bi bili ljudje v cerkvi ali pa izven cerkve, tudi četrtino toliko dobri in pošteni in prizadevni in nesebični, kot je bil pater Valerijan, potem bi bilo na svetu veliko lepše.
So with us here we have a couple of second generation and third generation Australian Slovenians who fondly remember Pater Valerijan Jenko. In front of us we have Walter and Christina Schubert and Irina and Nicole Kozel. And you guys would obviously have grown up with Pater Valerijan, so you would know him quite well. What do you remember?
We always remember Pater Valerijan. He was always there. He was one of the loveliest people you can ever imagine and meet. We had the pleasure of seeing him 3 years ago as a family when in Slovenia, and he was still talkative, he was still lovely as always, he always was, and you know, that's the memory that we'll cherish forever. He's been one of the most strongest Slovenian advocates we've had in this culture of ours in Australia, and he was there for us whenever we needed a helping hand, and he'll be sorely missed.
A loving and caring nature, always there if you needed to talk to him. Even in Slovenia, when we were in Slovenia, he brought back memories that I sort of had to think as well, and he'd ask questions about things that were years ago, and it was just lovely. He remembered things. He made us feel very important. And when I was going through my illness even, and we were at a function, that's one thing I will always cherish in my heart. I was sitting down at a table and he was at another table, and he got up and there were other people that wanted to speak to him, and he just sort of, if you could say, ignored them, came to me and asked how I was going, and sat with me, and it was just beautiful. He was just a beautiful, caring soul, and yes, he will be missed. He will be missed. And najpočiva u miru. In hvala lepa, Pater Valerijan, za vse.
My memories of Pater Valerijan was that he was a very considerate. He knew every member of the Slovenian community. He was our religious figurehead, but he will be remembered as uniting the whole Slovenian community. There will be no one that we can say that has, you know, been and done so much for his people, and he will be sorely missed. All the children he's christened, all the couples that he's married, the funerals, he was a integral part of our community, and we will always love and miss him sorely.
And speaking of Pater Valerijan Jenko here, we've obviously remembered him very fondly today amongst the crowd. And with us we have Stefan Šernik Mlajši. Of course, you would remember him very fondly over the time here in Sydney. What are your fondest memories of Pater Valerijan?
Right from the start, he was responsible for us putting the first Slovenian band together in Sydney. He organised the drummer for me, and I met Stan the trumpeter at the time, so we became Šernik's trio, and we played a few years in the old hall in Marylands, approximately where the church is now. And later on he married myself and my wife, Julie. Just such a loving, there was this aura about him. It was just his kindness, and so he was so attentive. He didn't sort of brush anybody off. Everybody was something special to him, and I'm going to miss him big time. It's just he was there all the time, and now I'm going to miss him.
Remembering Pater Valerianenko, very instrumental in this community here, particularly in Sydney. Your memories of him?
Oh, look, my memories go back a long time. I remember when I got married and he was interviewing myself and my lovely wife, Julie, and he said, "But Uncle, you were the second person I christened." And yes, I that's the first priest I really knew. And I grew up, with, you know, going to church there at Marylands and him visiting the club Triglav on many occasions. And, you know, we have a couple of yarns, you know, talk about this and talk about that. A very approachable, loving human being. Always had time to have a chat. And he connected with everybody. It wasn't just his generation. He connected with the young generation. He was always there. And it was really sad to hear. Just couldn't believe that actually he's not here anymore.
And we are talking more about Pater Valerian and the memories that we have of him, of all these years that he was in Sydney. And in front of us we have Perina and Gary Brown. And what are your memories of that time?
Oh, there's lots and lots of memories of Father. But probably the most recent one was on Gary's and my honeymoon. And we were in Ljubljana and we went to visit Pater Valerian, and we took him to Kakao, the Slushacharna there, and it was just really, really good fun sitting there with him, enjoying an ice cream together, and then walking back. Well, it was raining, but it was just so much fun, just reminiscing over old times.
And Gary, you wouldn't have known him that long, but then, you know, seeing him a number of times, what were your impressions?
Father Valerian was just a wonderful, genuine person. Who loved and cared for everyone around him. And it was just good to come up and say good day to him every, you know, when we actually saw him, because he was just so warm and gentle and caring, and that's what I got from Father Valerian.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.